Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is UPDI validator and database parameters in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.21, Fixed Pack 1. Today's presenters are Amit Kumar Vijay and Aichi Boudreau. Amit has been working with the WebSphere Partner Gateway development and support team since January 2007. He is certified as an IBM DB2 associate, and his expertise in database has been an integral part of service delivery for WebSphere Partner Gateway. His in-depth knowledge in database has also enhanced how database works with WebSphere Partner Gateway. Aichi joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway US L2 team in November 2006. She brought experience from AIX and LAN server technical support and AIX IBM Director and Storage Area Network Testing. She is certified as WebSphere Application Server Network Deployment Version 7 System Administrator, AIX System Administrator, Microsoft Certified Professional Plus Internet, and Red Hat Technician. At this point in time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Amit and Aichi.
Good day, everyone. This is Aichi Boudreau. I will open our presentation up. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy day to attend this technical exchange with Amit and myself. I know for some of you, this is very late for your time zone. Thank you. Today, we would like to discuss a rather recent feature introduced to WebSphere Partner Gateway. It is an update installer validator. And we will also have additional information concerning the database parameters in WPG Update Installer. Let's move to slide 2 now. Before I start this slide, I want to mention something really quick to you. I never realized this, but from working with Amit, I had a diversity training. When I was going over the slide, Amit told me on the slide, you can see there's something say GUI. I keep on saying GUI, and Amit say, actually, you need to say GUI. I said, well, that's strange, because here, well, at least at Texas, we tend to say the GUI. So throughout the presentation, if you hear GUI, that means GUI, okay? And on the agenda, we have new implementation of Update Installer Validator and UPDI Validator standalone, UPDI response file, GUI. We will have case study, tips for using Update Installer Validator, and we will finish it with WPG database parameters in UPDI. Let's go to slide number 3. We will start with new implementation of Update Installer Validator. Slide number 4. This new feature was first introduced with WPG 6.2.1 Fixed Pack 1 to enhance the usability of WPG Update Installer. Found working the problems reported by customers, we knew there was room for improvement when it comes to WPG Update Installer usage. So the validator utility was introduced for that purpose. You can enable it either through applying the Fixed Pack 1 on top of WPG 6.2.1 or by implementing it through the standalone validator utility on top of any levels at WPG 6.2. For example, the 6.2.0 GA or 6.2 Fixed Pack 1 through 5 or 6.2.1 GA. let's move to slide number 5. From this graph, you can see the WPG update installer validator can be done in the two methods. Standalone or the UPDI response file GUI. The standalone approach is mostly for users who are at WPG 6.2 GA, 6.2 FixTech 1 through 5, or 6.2.1 GA. On the right-hand side, you can see the UPDI response file GUI will be enabled by simply applying WPG 6.2.1 FixTech 1. Let's go to slide number 6. There are a few things you should know. First, if you go by the standalone path, it will only need to be used once for config and deploy modes. I know I just threw those terms to you, like you should know that. So don't worry, we will be explaining a little bit further in the next few slides, okay? So just remember, first, if you go by the standalone path, it will only need to be used once for config and deploy mode. Next, the response file GUI version comes with WPG 6.2.1 FixTech 1. So when you apply the FixTech, you are enabling the response file GUI implementation of the UPDI validator. As a best practice, once you enable the UPDI validator, you won't be able to use the physical response file anymore. That is really strongly discouraged. You should not be using the physical response file anymore once you start enabling the UPDI validator. Last, the UPDI validator can be used with all six pack levels for WPG 6.2 or 6.2.1. So on slide number 7, let's kick it off now. On this slide, let's talk about the prerequisite of implementing UPDI validator. There are a few things to set up. First, you need to set up the WPG database. Install WPG Hub, already download and install the WASP update installer 7.0.0.10 above. And I gave you the link on this slide to make it easier. And also, remember to download the WPG-specific update installer file. Again, I gave you the link here on the slide. Let's go to slide number 8. Now we're done with the setup work. Let's move forward to the actual validator setup. Okay, in your mind, you need to make a distinction. Which part starts with the validator? And here we're going to start with a standalone method. So let's go to slide number 9. Please download the specific UPDI validator zip from the link here. Inside the link, you will find the appropriate version for your WPG level. One is for WPG 6.2 and O levels. And the other one is for WPG 6.2.1. After you download it, please place it under the WPG install location on all machines. For example, for the D manager on the Unix type of machine, you have the /opt/IBM/VCG Hub eManager. Okay, you're probably quite confused at this point because including the setup before validator, I have mentioned I have asked you to download three things so far. Yes, you need WASP update installer, WPG update installer, and then now the WPG update installer validator. Three links to three must install update installer code. And in that order too. First, WASP, then WPG, and finally, the WPG update installer validator. Let's move to slide number 10. Extract the validator zip file at the WPG install location. And when you extract it, you will see files being extracted to the UPDI validation and bin folders. Please note the existing bin folder will be updated with the additional validator files. Slide 11, please. Remember earlier I had mentioned config and deploy modes for validator? Okay, here's a slide with more details. Basically, the standalone UPDI validator has three modes. Config, deploy, and verify. Let's talk a bit more about these three modes. Config. This is a setup step for WPG UPDI validator. And you should only do this mode once. Deploy. You use this mode to deploy the UPDI response file GUI to WPG console. In other words, you are inserting the new tab of update installer to WPG console. After the deploy mode, you should see the UPDI validator being on WPG console. Again, this mode, you should only do it once. Just think about it. After you have done it once, this tab should be there for any future usage. That is why I made the statement of the deploy mode, you should only have to do it once. Verify mode. It updates the response file and validates its properties. This mode can be executed over and over again just as a channel to verify your WPG UPDI response file parameters. Please note, this is very different from the first two modes. The verify mode, you can use it over and over. Let's move to slide number 12. Let's go over some examples here to make sure we recap the concept, because I know it's a lot. I just threw a bunch of information to you, so let's recap some information here. If you have never used WPG UPDI before, then standalone needs to go through all three modes: config, deploy, and verify. If you have used WPG UPDI previously and you just want to deploy, in other words, enable UPDI response file GUI to your WPG console, then standalone needs to go through deploy and verify modes because config mode is to set up the WPG UPDI and you have used it before, so you do not need to go through that step again. You can go directly to deploy and verify. or if you have used WPG EPDI previously, and the WPG console is already enabled with the EPDI response file GUI. When I say you have enabled it already, that means you actually can visually see that tab on your WPG console. Then your standalone will need to go through only verify mode. Again, as a reminder, the verify mode can be executed more than once to check the input parameters for response file. Let's go to slide number 13. Okay, from this slide, you probably can tell we really are good at teaching because we're giving you another summary page here. Okay. I'm just going to pause for a few seconds to give you a chance to review and grind this into your thinking before we move on. So quickly take a look. Basically, it's just a recap of what we talked about in the past several slides. Okay, let's move on to slide 14. Let's discuss the config mode first. This mode is needed when WPG EPDI is not installed yet. You will execute config mode on WPG Deployment Manager of hub location and then on other WPG locations. Slide number 15. Steps to do the config mode, let's get here. Under the common file system, create UPDI directory. Next, you will place the corresponding WPG EPDI version.zip under this newly created EPDI directory. And I have a note to make here for Oracle only, because you can choose to use DB2 or Oracle. But for Oracle only, place the OJDBC, wildcard.jar, or the classes.zip under the EPDI directory. And from the WPG install directory bin, you will execute UPDI validator.fat and give it an input parameter config. Please note here, under bullet number 4, I put down either .fat or .sh. It depends on what operating system you use it. But the key thing is you need to put the config as an input parameter from the command line when you invoke EPDI validator. And then you will enter the absolute path of the common file system. For example, if you're on Windows system, your common file system path could be C colon, and then program files, IBM, WPG, BCG hub, distrib, and common. That is just an example. And then extracting WPG EPDI version.zip to the WPG install location. Here I want to mention a very useful file to you. You're going to hear me repeat this a few more times after this. It's a UPDI setup.log. This log resides under WPG install location / UPDI validator. In this log, you will find the information to confirm the success of your execution. Or if it fails, you can find details for further troubleshooting. This is a very, very useful log. Now let's go to slide number 16. Now let's discuss a deploy mode. Deploy mode is to bring the WPG UPDI response file live to WPG console. In essence, the deploy mode will deploy the console.jar which are required to show the WPG EPDI response file properties on the WPG console. You only execute deployment mode once only on the WPG deployment manager or hub location. Let's go to slide number 17. This is a busy slide. Got a bunch of parameters here. Let's work through it, okay? The steps to make deployment mode happen are here. From WPG install location bin, you will execute again, depends on your OS. It will either be bat or .sh, the EPDI validator, .bat. And you here you will put the command line parameter you will have deployed. And you will enter the database credentials and SOAP port. Be sure to input valid values here. It will ask you to specify the database type. Can be DB2 or Oracle. It will ask you to specify the FDB host, FDB port, DB name, DB owner name, and DB owner password, and specify the SOAP port number. And it will, it's relatively verbose. It will give you a bunch more lines. Execution result, and it will tell you it's deploying the year, and it will go on and give you a few more statements to give you status. And you should see success if the execution is successful at the end. And restart the BCG console application server. Okay, again, our friend came back, this log file. It will have the execution information to confirm success, or you can use it to troubleshoot. And the input parameters I have just gone over here on the slide. Later, my co-presenter will discuss further of those parameters, so you're going to get a bit more detail about what they are in the later part of the presentation. Let's go to slide number 18. Now let's move on to the verify mode. To start with verify mode, you'll check to see if the response file has parameters filled in already. And to do this, you will go to WPG console and choose system administration and update installer. If not, click on the edit icon and filled in the desired values. In other words, if you don't have input value here, you just click on the edit icon and filled in the desired values. And you save it and get out. And from the WPG install location bin, you will execute the UPDI validator again, either bat or sh, with the input parameter from command line, the verify. Let's go to slide number 19. You'll be asked to enter the full path of the common file system. And you'll see the subsequent processing messages here. It will be saying verify your FDB details. You'll verify FDB, DB schema details, MustDB details, MustDB schema details, the product location, the SOAP port, WPG group, WPG product version, node name, and the value put in for run SQL files value. Again, this useful log on the WPG install location, UPDI validator, the UPDI setup.log, it will have the execution information to confirm the success, or you can use it for problem determination. Let's go to slide number 20. Pretty much for this slide, we are done with a standalone. We're going to move forward to the UPDI response file GUI next. Let's go to slide number 21. For the console integrated GUI of UPDI response file, this is enabled either through standalone, specifically the deploy mode, or by applying the fixed path 1 on WPG 6.2.1. And from WPG console, you will navigate to the system administrator and update installer. And next, you'll use edit icon to edit the detail. And when you're done, you'll click on save to save the value. You probably noticed that you have seen this same screen earlier when we were talking about the verify mode for the standalone validator. And you click cancel if you wish to abort the operation. Let's go to slide number 22 so you can take a look at the actual look of this screen, a bigger one. I know I gave you a smaller one earlier, but let's look at the big one here. It probably is easier to read here. This is a screenshot of how it looks with a new response file GUI implementation. We're really proud of being able to provide this GUI to make it easier for your usage of UPDI. Okay, let's go to slide 23. We'll have case study here to help you digest what we have talked about in the past 30 minutes. Okay, let's go to slide 24. Okay, we have prepared two case studies for you in this presentation, and we decided to use this Dear Abbott column, like from the newspaper kind of style. Okay, so we have the customers, users, write to us. This first one is to me. A WPG user wrote, Dear IT, my WPG machine is at 6.2 GA with a new install, and I have never used UPDI before on this machine. Okay, this is like, by the way, I am up for promotion and would like to impress my manager badly with my skills in WPG. Do you think I should start using UPDI validator? What should I do to get there? From your to-be-promoted soon WPG administrator. Actually, I see all of you to be this customer, to be promoted soon. Okay, I write you back. Here's my response for this case study. You're soon to be promoted WPG administrator. You'll find WPG validator a wonderful tool. Okay, this is marketing talk. But the next three bullets are technical stuff. Please follow this procedure to get there. Download the WASP and WPG UPDI code along with UPDI validator code for your release fixed pack level, because remember they are kind of specific depending on what level you are at before you engage this execution. And you will need to go through the config, deploy, and verify mode to enable the UPDI validator, since you have never used UPDI on your WPG machine before. And after your response file GUI is enabled, you can go ahead and use it to move up to WPG 6.2.1 Fixed Pack 1 from your WPG 6.2 GA machine. Again, open the new PMR if you have any problem in performing this procedure. Good luck with you getting a promotion. Okay, I know you have been sitting here for quite some long, so I have a bonus question here. It's not on the slide, but I want you to exercise your mind. There's another way to enable the response file GUI. Can you figure that out here? And the answer is not on this slide. Just think about it. We talk about it. Okay, this is a bonus question. Yep, you're right. you can apply the fixed pack on top of the WPG 6.2. And that will bring the response file GUI to your WPG 6.2.1 fixed pack 1. Please note, by going through this route, you are just using the UPDI in a regular way, but once you are WPG 6.2.1.1, you will have the validator on your console for any future validator usage. So in other words, you still have to do UPDI one more time before you get to use a GUI. Our next presenter, Amit, will go over the next case study with you, and he will discuss some important details of the validator and wrap up the presentation with key information about database parameters in WPG UPDI response file. Let's load slide 25 for Amit. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Aichi. Hello, everyone. I'm Amit and will be your partner for the rest of the session. Let's start with case study 2. A WPG user wrote, "My WPG machine is at 6.1.0.3, that is 6.1 fixpack 3, and I have used update installer on this machine before. Do you think I should upgrade to 6.2 GA and start using UPDI validator? What should I do to get there?" And my reply is, you will find UPDI validator a wonderful tool. Please follow this procedure to get there. For that customer, he should go and first migrate his or her WPG system from version 6.1.0.3 to WPG version 6.2. Since we are using different UPDIs for different WPG versions, that person needs to set it up again. To set up the UPDI again, download the WAS and WPG UPDI code along with UPDI validator code for your release or fixed pack level. He or she would need to go through the config, deploy, and verify mode to enable the UPDI validator. Since you have not used new UPDI on your WPG 6.2 GA machine, and after your response file GUI is enabled, you can go ahead and use it to move it to WPG version 6.2.1 fixpack 1 from WPG version 6.2 GA. Open a new PMR if you have any problem in performing this procedure. Let's move to slide number 26. Now we are going to cover tips for using update installer validator. Let's move to slide number 27. Tips for using UPDI validator. In verify mode, if customer is using Oracle as their WPG database, then please manually verify app's owner name and group name in your response file or response file GUI. In deploy or verify mode, if the SOAP port verification gives warning errors, they are related to WAS messages and cannot be suppressed. However, they do not impact the WPG UPDI validator function. With that also, you can go forward and install WPG fixpack. If your mass application database and your WPG application database and your mass database is on different machines from your hub machine, then please go and mount common file system to Java database machine, as it will be required for UPDI validator. For the version of UPDI validator for WPG 6.2x, set executable permissions on it before extraction. This will be required while accessing the UPDA validator folder while we are deploying UPDA. Let's move to slide number 28. We will be covering next is WPD database parameter in UPDA. Let's move to slide number 29. Database parameters from UPDA GUI console. We are discussing these parameters because usually customer has problems entering values for these parameters, and due to that, UPDA usually fails with user verification failure. So the first one in that is BCG UPDA DB type. As you all know, WPG is supported on DB2 and Oracle. So whichever database you are using for your system, please enter there. Second one is BCG UPDA application apps DB host. This will be your application database host name or IP address for that host name where your WPG application database is installed. Another one is BCG UPDI application apps DB port, and that you need to give the connectivity port for your database. For example, it is 1521 for Oracle and 50,000 for DB2 as a default one. One is BCG UPDI application apps DB name. And this, if you are using DB2 database, then it will be your application database name. And if you are using Oracle database, it will be your SID. Let's move to slide number 30. BCG UPDA application apps owner name. In this property, if you are using DB2, it will be your DB2 instance owner name. For Unix, it will be DB2, INST, and 1, 2, 3, whichever you are using, or DB2 admin for Windows. And if you are using Oracle, it will be your BCG DB as a default one. Another one is BCG UPDA application apps DB schema name. If you are using Oracle as your DB, it will be your schema owner name. And if you are using DB2, it will be your instance owner name. That will be DB2 admin for Windows and DB2 instance for Unix. BCG UPDA application apps owner password. This will be BCG apps password if you are using Oracle, or it will be instance owner password in case of DB2. And rest of the properties are for MassDB. If you are using WPG in simple mode, you need not to mention anything in MassDB properties. But if you are using WPG in distributed mode, you need to fill these properties also. First one is BCG UPDA MassDB host. In that one, you need to mention the MassDB machine host name or IP address, which is applicable. Let's move to slide number 31. BCG UPDA MassDB port. This will be same as earlier. Like for Oracle, default one is 1521 and DB2 default one is 50,000. Next one is BCG UPDA MassDB name. For Oracle, it will be again SID for that particular database, and in case of DB2, it will be our BCG MassDB name. BCG UPDA MassOwner name. This property is used to input the name of the MassDB owner, BCG Mass for Oracle, and instance owner for DB2. Next is BCG UPDA MassDB schema name. In case of Oracle, it will be BCG Mass, and in case of DB2, it will be again instance on a name. Or if you are creating other schema in DB2, then that name will be coming. Let's move to slide number 32. BCG, UPDI, mask on a password. In DB2, it will be DB2 instance owner password. And in case of Oracle, it will be your mask app DB password. Next one is BCG, UPDI, WBD install run SQL files. This property will define whether you want to install SQL files on your database or not. You can run it manually also. If you want UPDI to run the SQL files, you need to mention as a yes, and else you need to mention as a no. Let's move to slide number 33. And in summary, we tried to the topics which are benefits of new WPD UPDI validator, standalone and GUI enablement, standalone all three modes, GUI enablement of response file, case studies to help you and understand it better, tips for using UPDI validator, and database parameters in WPG UPDI. The rest of the slides has product resources and our contact information. And with that, thanks a lot, everyone, for your precious time. This concludes our presentation, and I want to transfer the control to our moderator, Joseph, to give you some more information.
Thank you, Amit and Aichi, for a great presentation today. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the line for questions.
And we have no questions on the phone.
Actually, I have a point to mention here. Like, some of you might have a question like, how UPDI validator will be helpful to you if you are using WPG 6.2 UPDI already, or once you update your system to WPG 6.2.1.1. In that case, you can use UPDI validator as a checkpoint for your WPG UPDI, as sometimes what happens is, if you mention some of the user data in response files and run the WPG UPDI, it fails with an exception telling like user data validation failed. So there you can use this UPDI validator to verify it before running your actual WPG UPDI. This will save you from trouble of restoring your database and doing other stuff. Thanks. This is the point I want to mention here.
Thank you, Amit. And it looks like we don't have any questions in the group chat either. So at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation.